At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to an all new episode of Suckers, Jared's Edition. It's me, myself, and I am alone and talking to myself. It's Sunday, January 28th. I don't know. Something like that. We're right around there. Dawson's birthday is coming up, the 31st. So happy early birthday to my son. He's turning two. On his first birthday, he met Tom Brady. So on his second birthday, I'll get him an Aladdin toy. So that's disappointing for him. Can't really top meeting Tom Brady, unfortunately. But very excited for that. That's what's going on this week with me. Obviously, just came back from Disney, talked about that. Oh, and that's right. We announced that Ashley's pregos. Ashley is pregnant. We are expecting our second kid. We have not revealed the gender yet. That is coming soon. We know it, though. So it's going to be very hard to not refer to this child as either a girl or a boy. But I'm going to do my best. But yeah, we have a new one coming. And they'll be here July 29th is the due date. So Ashley is, not halfway there, but she's doing good. She's nauseous, which sucks. I feel bad for that. She's still debilitated a little bit here and there, and she still has bad nights of throwing up occasionally. It just kind of randomly comes. And of course, her body's just not her own body anymore because there's a living thing growing in there. So that's uncomfortable to say the least. But her pregnancy is a lot better this time around than the first one, which is great. And she's already 14 weeks. So I don't know. Feels like, let's see here. July. So what, like March? March something, she'll be halfway, something like that, which already kind of right around the corner. I mean, we're already in February nearly, which is crazy. Super Bowl's almost upon us. I don't know if you guys watch the NFL, but I just saw the Chiefs win again because Patrick Mahomes is just, I saw someone compare him to Thanos from Avengers, which is a good comparison because Patrick Mahomes is inevitable. And Taylor and Travis, the T's, Teen T, just makes my head hurt. Listen, Taylor, I have so much respect for this woman. She's awesome. But I can't do it. Can't do it, guys. Can't do it. I can't do it anymore. So rooting for whoever's playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, we'll see. I can talk about the Super Bowl here on this podcast, though, because even if you don't like sports, you guys are all going to watch the Super Bowl because we're going to watch the commercials. We're going to watch the halftime show, which is Usher. Why is it 2004? Listen, Usher is an incredible musician who has so many hits that we've probably forgotten about. Because I looked up Usher's playlist. It was like his, not his filmography, but his songography. I don't know what you'd call it. The music he's done in the past. He has so many hits. I'm like 12 years ago, which is fine. Like, hey, I'm an old man. I'll watch Usher during the halftime show. But it's just crazy because it feels so underwhelming. It's almost like, wait a minute, can the NFL not get anybody else? They just got Rihanna. It's a huge one. Oh, they had Eminem. Oh, I love the LA show. I don't know if you guys remember 2 years ago when the Super Bowl was in LA and it was like Eminem, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, because obviously Compton, they're all from Southern California. That was awesome. Oh, that was so cool. So doesn't feel like that's happening this year. But like in terms of like any guest surprise, it's going to be Usher. What the hell was I talking about? Ashley's pregnant. Yes, she is. I'm a little nervous, because to make more of a sports reference, but you guys would get this. Like when you have one kid, you can play zone defense. It's 2-on-1. So it's like, if he goes left, I got him. If he goes right, she's got him. And like, we can just take care of it. But now we got two playing man on man. It's 1-on-1. Like Ash, you get one kid, I'll get the other. And like Godspeed, you just take care of you do your job, I'll do my job. And then together our jobs as parents will be completed. But that's nerve-wracking. It's like, all right, Ash, like, you know, you take care of him, I'll take care of this one. And it's like, all right, like, it's just me and you. So just me and you. There's no mama in sight. Mama's out. Mama's got her own things going on. And if this new kid's anything like Dawson, that's going to be issues because Dawson is attached to mama. It's kind of makes me sad a little bit because a lot of times I'll take him out of the house and I'll just do something with him 1-on-1. We do this quite a lot because I love being with him 1-on-1 because, you know, all of a sudden I become the center of attention and he's so reliant on me. He's just happy to be with me and he's reaching out and holding my hand. He's just the best. But then as soon as Ashley enters the picture, everything is mama, mama, mama. He literally pushes my hand away. And it's like, bro, dude, we're cool. There's no reason to have this animosity between the two of us when mom is here. We can all be cool together. You don't have to choose. It's not like, hey, if mom and dad are in the room together, I have to choose one. No, no, no. You got us both. That's the great thing. So anyway. But I'm curious when the new one comes around, how Dawson will be. I think every parent has this fear that, you know, the first kid is going to grow resentment because all of a sudden the attention's not all on them, or we're not going to love the second kid as much because I've never loved anything as much as I love Dawson. So in my mind and in my heart right now, it's like, how could I ever love anything as much as I love Dawson? It's impossible. But of course, before Dawson existed, I mean, I've been on this earth for over 30 years. I loved things. So I'm capable of loving new things. And I'm sure that, you know, in a couple of years when I grow attached to our new child and, you know, they start developing their own personality, I'm going to love them for different reasons than how I love Dawson. I remember I was talking to Tanner. So you guys know Tanner and Jade from Bachelor in Paradise season 2. They've been married for 7 years now, 3 kids. And, you know, Tanner's brutally honest. I love it. One of his greatest qualities, you know, I asked him, I was like, do you have a favorite? You know, you have 3 kids. And he goes, no. You know, obviously he was talking about how, you know, he had such an attachment with Emmy because that was their first. But now that their kids are all, you know, coming into their own, so to speak, you know, developing their own personalities, but their own quirks and their own things that they love, you know, and I know Tanner wouldn't lie to me. He was like, dude, I just love them all equally now, differently. Like, I love them differently. It's weird. It's hard to explain. But he also said, like, you know, the first year or so, it's, you know, you're going to have a favorite. But so like the first year of this kid's life, I feel like I'm still going to be like Team Dawson. But yeah, I have no doubt that once I start really growing attached to our newborn, that I'll love this, you know, the new baby just as much as I love Dawson.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected, and another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair, and I gotta tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us, and even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th. And the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I'm glad Ashley's due during the summer. I think that's nice because then you can take like a newborn out for walks and go outside. Because, you know, in the Northeast, obviously, the weather's a pretty big deal. And then, you know, it's not like when you know, Dawson was born in January, couldn't really go outside that much because it's just cold and we're not going to take a newborn out outside, you know, 20-degree weather. So, but yeah, we're going right back into it. Another child, but it'll be fun. You know, I'm excited for that family of four. I had a family of four growing up with my sister and my parents. Ashley had a family of four with her sister and her parents. So we kind of feel most comfortable with that. One, you know, two kids. So I'm excited about that. But You know, I think for us right now, just kind of figuring out where we want to end up. I think we've been both very honest about, you know, the conversations we've had between living in Rhode Island, living in D.C., closer to her parents. Obviously, right now we're in Rhode Island. I love Rhode Island. I love being here. But, you know, I can totally see us ourselves moving down there, too. And I'd be fine with that. You know, I've told Ashley that as well, and she doesn't believe me. And I really would be. It's more of... I think it's more so just like anything, you know, if you guys are listening to this podcast and if you had to move to a new area, or if you're thinking about moving to a new area, it's tough because like, I don't know what I would do down there. You know, I have Audrey's up here, which is great. And that takes up a lot of my time. And it's like, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of times I wish I could get away from Audrey's and not be there as much because it's extremely stressful and hard to make money right now, owning your own business, especially in Rhode Island. Actually, unfortunately, there was an article on this website called Wallet Hub. I saw someone post about it that said Rhode Island was the worst state to open a small business in, which, you know, I can understand why. It's expensive. You get a lot of taxes. It's also, you know, Rhode Islanders, things that I love about Rhode Islanders is that we're very stuck in our ways. And like, we like going to the places that we'd be going all of our lives. But that also... it's tough to open a new business because a lot of people just want to go to the places that they know and they love. But also I'm trying to become a place that people know and love. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that, but you know, a lot of long ways to go on that. But, you know, what's interesting about this podcast, it's literally just me rambling, you know, it's just like my inner thoughts, just spilling all the beans just from my gut, my heart, my mind. I like it though. I don't know if you guys like it. I hope you do. I like it. But yeah, so right now, you know, with the second baby on the way, just trying to figure out like how realistic is a move down to Northern Virginia, you know? And I think it's pretty realistic. There's a lot of things I love about that area. And there's a lot of things that I could see myself doing while living down there. But, you know, we have to get our ducks in order, obviously, try to figure out like, would we keep our place up here? Would we rent it out? These are all things that, you know, we're not making any decisions on right now, but I'd be lying if I said that in 2025, you know, just next year. I mean, I could totally see it happening. Especially let's see, you know, how the rest of Ashley's pregnancy goes. I know she loves being down there when she's pregnant, which makes total sense. She loves being with her parents, you know, and I love being with her parents. They do such a good job taking care of Dawson. Her mom's so good. Her sister's so good. With Dawson, and there's such giant helps that it's nice to have that, and especially when Ashley's not feeling well, and she could use the help, I could use the help. So you know, that's a big factor. And then of course, after the baby comes, you know, we'll need some help. I'll take some time off from Audrey's to ensure that I could be home and taking care of the newborn and helping Ashley with Dawson, doing whatever I need to do to make sure that things are going well. But I'd be lying if I said it wouldn't be easier down in Northern Virginia than it would be up here just for the simple fact of the help that we have. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the rest of the year brings. But also, it's all exciting things. You know, I'm really not stressed out about it, honestly. It's just, we're breathing, you know? I think about that a lot. Unfortunately, there's a friend of, it was one of my cousin's friends, 40 years old, passed away from cancer this past week. Just a tragic story. Got to know her well, pretty well. Her name's Gina. And she was always around holidays or any parties that we had. And of course, her and Sarah had like a core group of friends. My cousin's name's Sarah. She probably had like four or five. Anyway, it just makes you think about life. And, how you can never take it for granted. And there's a lot of stressful things in this life that get me stressed, you know, but I try to really center myself and just say, there's really nothing to be that stressed about, because life, you know, is going to go by fast. It sucks, but it's just the reality of the situation. Everybody tells you that's what happens. And, you know, I'm 30. How old am I? Am I 36 years old? No, I'm 35. I just turned 35. Oof. But you know, just 35. That's crazy. I don't know how the hell I've been on this earth for 35 years. I feel pretty grateful for it. Pretty lucky. But anyway, I think that's actually going to do it for this week's episode, which is crazy. It's a short one, but usually we try to do about 15 minutes here. I don't know if I ended on a morbid note, but yeah, everybody who's listening to this, I hope you're enjoying it. And just make sure you just try to think about positively and be optimistic. You know, I heard someone say how optimism, like if you're optimistic, you can really move mountains and you can change things just by being optimistic and positive about something. And the older I get, the more I believe that. And so try to just remember that, you know, we're here, we're living, and that's a great thing. That's a wonderful thing. It reminds me of a Rob Thomas song. God, I'm so lame. I don't care, though. It's called One Less Day from Dying Young. And I love that song so much because it just is a great reminder that we're one less day from dying young. And getting older is a privilege. Unfortunately, it's not a right. It's a privilege. And anyway, just wanted to reinforce that. Love you all. If you guys are listening to this, you listen to Suckers. We have a brand new episode coming out this week. I think it probably already dropped, so make sure you listen to that with Kaylin, Dean, and myself. You can follow us on social media. You can follow me on social media at Jared Haven. And comment on any of my photos or videos. I try to comment back as much as possible because I really do read people's comments, both bad and good. Honestly, the bad doesn't bother me anymore. I know it's such a cliche thing to say, like, I don't care what people think about me. It really doesn't bother me all that much anymore. Sometimes I find it entertaining to read funny things about me. Anywho, just want to say thank you. I love you all. I really do appreciate it. And make sure you guys tune in next week where hopefully I suck just a little bit less.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.